Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, it's kind of been a hard week for the cattle markets.
Yes, it has. It's we started out the week pretty much in a steady market on the feeder cattle, and the light cattle had excellent demand, and it was it looked good, and then it did, by the end of the day on Monday and through the end of the day yesterday, it looks like a doomsday's hit us. But overall, I mean, I can't explain to you what all is going on our futures market, but it's happening. So we've got to deal with it. It's going to, these fat feeder cattle are going to be cheaper. The calf market didn't show any weakness yesterday. There's tremendous demand for these calves, weighing from 300 to 500 pounds right now for the people that's got wheat. So the spread's narrowed quite a bit between, like we've been talking about, the margin that you've got between what the calves cost and what we could forward contract them or buy the LRP on, that's narrowed quite a bit. But as far as that, it's just kind of, you got to hopefully had some kind of coverage and just go ahead and go back to work and keep doing what we do.
Well, and it seems like we had pretty big runs this week, didn't we not?
Yes, we did. I mean, I know we had right at, I think we had right at 2,900 yesterday, but a year ago we had 3,600. Basically the numbers are still a lot better than I thought they'd be for everybody around the country looking at their numbers and talking to the gentlemen that run the other sale barns and stuff. But I keep saying, eventually it's going to show up, and it will, but we're going through a transition stage too. We're up against, they know we're going to be less cattle in the next 2 to 3 years because we haven't kept any heifers back, but they're also trying to figure out where meat's going to stabilize and what level we'll be able to maintain that. And then that's going to trickle back to us, what they're willing to give for fats. And then it trickles back what they're going to give for feeders.
When you talked a little bit last week about this kind of being normal for the season, do you still think it is?
Yes, I do. But I think it might be a little bit more exaggerated right now than normal. You know, it's just now it is just in the holiday, the paper gets thinner and it doesn't take much to make the thing move. So in general, I'm still optimistic about it. We just got to weather the storm here. This is agriculture.
Well, and we're about to get into a new year. It seems crazy, but we're already getting close to Thanksgiving. Of course, Thanksgiving and Christmas, holiday months. And then we're going to start a new year, right?
Right. Yeah. And, during the holidays, we always see some kind of crazy movement in this feeder market, in the cattle market in general. So, but it is an extreme situation right now, comparatively.
What do you think we'll see next week? And as we get towards the end of the year,
I think Monday we'll see a pretty good run. Talking, listening to some of the guys that's got the other commission companies up here, we're going to have a decent run up for Monday. And I think we'll have a decent run through the end of the year. We've had a hard freeze. People, and that's, when that happens, calves start coming to town.
If folks have questions for you, Bob, how do they get in touch with you guys?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, or myself a call. Love to hear from you.